Hello everyone and welcome to the 18-year-old entrepreneur podcast. In this podcast I'm going to be going over a peculiar thing that happened with a client this week, and it really was odd. It's not by the book, so to speak.
Welcome to the 18-year-old entrepreneur podcast. Each week we deliver marketing, social media and business insights to progress your business, as well as interviewing accomplished business owners and specialists alike, all brought to you by Insight Social.
So I'll dive right into it. With this particular client, we use Facebook Messenger ads to generate leads and generate custom, really. So if you can picture it, you've got a Facebook ad on your timeline, you click onto the call to action, and it sends you straight to someone's inbox. And in that inbox, they have automated responses, and they can chat to you and warm up the lead, so to speak. So this method of lead generation was working flawlessly. I really cannot fault it before this particular event happened. The whole business of the client was relying on that type of ad to generate leads. Over the course of maybe a month, there'd been a large decline in the numbers we were seeing. Lead cost had gone up, leads were slowing down. I really couldn't explain it. It was very peculiar because we were running the same ads, we were trying out different ads and different strategies, and it just didn't seem to be landing properly. So after a few weeks, Facebook had announced that it's actually to do with some EU data privacy law, and you can talk to Facebook support and chat with them all you want. They can't do anything because it's very top down, this issue. So from this point on, I had 2 days to remedy this. In my eyes, certainly, it was me versus Facebook. And if Facebook don't want me to use a particular feature, in my head, I wouldn't be using that. And that was very much the case. I tried so many different ways, hours trying to get round this block that Facebook had put on this feature, and many other of the features that we were using as well. I tried to get round it and tried, you know, go through the motions, A, B, C, way around it. And in the end, it took switching to a whole different type of ad for us to get off the ground properly again. Obviously, my first port of call was to try change the ads and switch up what we were doing to still drive traffic to the inbox. But Facebook had obviously patched those areas, and there was absolutely no way around this. No linear way, certainly. After about 2 days, it took me switching to Facebook's built-in lead generation tool. I initially had some resistance to it. The client had some resistance to it. But in my head, this was plan Z. This was the only thing that might generate us a quarter of the results we were getting beforehand in the same sort of fashion. So this was a completely different type of ad. We're now not sending traffic to the inbox for us to chat with them and generate the lead. We're actually getting their email address and phone number, and obviously their name as well, and then generating the leads that way. So that's a completely different method of doing it. That's using their data rather than just chatting to them on Messenger, which seemed the best option at the time. And the results were absolutely mind-blowing. We're now generating leads for less than 50 pence, most of the time 20 to 40 pence a lead. And you may think with that comes, you know, rubbish leads, or sorry, I'm not sure who you are, why are you calling me? That sort of thing. You may think they're unqualified leads, but I can see the entire sales process. I can see how many sales go through. I can see who's engaging. A high percent of these leads are converting. So ultimately, this has completely transformed the client's business. We're now collecting email data. We're now collecting phone numbers to recontact the lead if they go cold. And on top of that, we're now running email campaigns and text messaging marketing campaigns, which is really brilliant, and it really warms up the leads. You can drop into each section of the lead generation process and see people are responding and people are buying ultimately. So the ROI on this has been mental. I think we've spent around £200, and I've spoken to the client briefly, and they're estimating around £3,000 revenue just from that £200. It comes back to that saying that there's a silver lining. Where I thought it was game over and we can't use that type of ad and Facebook are shutting us down and whatnot, it's actually meant we've found a massively better way of doing it. Something that none of us, not even I, originally thought would work out. Because it's collecting a different type of data. We're not just asking people to message the page. We're getting their data from them and then relying on us to contact them, which has just completely switched up the lead generation process. So it's completely different. And it's really proved its worth in that sometimes you've just got to massively switch things up. And we were forced to switch things up. We had no other choice. And it wasn't just a block on our ads, by the way. It was the whole of Facebook. They'd taken away this feature to comply with EU regulations, so that feature is completely out of bounds now. So I started out the day with a ginormous problem that a client's business had come to a screeching halt because Facebook had put a block on this particular type of ad that we were relying on fully. And I finished the day with a database of hundreds of people just queuing up waiting for us to contact them so they can buy this product. Very warm leads. And considering the minuscule amount that was spent on those leads are massively ready to purchase. They're very qualified. And that's brilliant because that's completely turned around the client's business from a negative situation, which was the ginormous hurdle that the sole method we were using pretty much to get customers has just been shut off. And that really shows the power of just switching things up and thinking outside the box, because this was in no way a linear answer to this massive problem. This wasn't option A or option B. This was option 72. You know, it was not the clear answer at all. And it's absolutely transformed what we're doing. And it's really progressed the client's business.
Insight Social works closely alongside business owners across Yorkshire and the UK to grow and monetize their social media pages. If you don't understand or simply don't have the time to utilize your business's social media to its fullest extent, visit insightsocial.co.uk.
Moving on from that, because I do realize not everyone cares about Facebook ads, okay? I'm sorry, but so moving on. My New Year's resolution this year is to at least try to read one book every week. So I started off with Richard Branson's book, Screw It, Let's Do It. Week two was Elon Musk's biography, so that gave me a bit of an insight into what Elon Musk has been up to. Then week three, I've got an absolute whopper of a book, massively thick book, and that's Sapiens, A Brief History of Mankind. I think it is important to read. I do sometimes, if I'm honest, I have to force myself to sit down and start reading. I do enjoy it when I'm doing it, but it's just a case of starting. Because so many things out there to learn. I want to get familiar with accounting, property, business, read a few biographies, that sort of stuff. There's so many different things out there that you can't pick them up all just through YouTube or Google or blog posts or whatever. I reckon you have to tap into this medium of books, and I think a lot of people do, but I think that number is decreasing. This week as well, I've set up a property sourcing company, a limited company, and that involves sourcing properties for investors and generating them a return on their money, ultimately. You've got an estate agent which connects the dots between the seller and the buyer, and then you've got a property sourcer which is just strictly for investors and looking to help investors along with investing. Because if you think about it, for example, you're 65, you've got 50 grand in the bank, you're not necessarily going to have the time or the desire to go out there and learn about property, learn which areas are the best, learn which rents are the best, and really get a return on your money. Normally, you would outsource it to a deal sourcing company. You would allow them to take the driver's seat and source you a deal, which will get you a return on your money. So it's deal packaging, ultimately. You're packaging up a deal and selling it on to an investor. Now, I know what you're thinking. Right, you're 18, you don't own a property. Why would anyone let you source a property? And you're absolutely right. So I've got 21 months until I have to file a report for this company. And I don't know anything about filing reports. I'll have to pay an accountant. So in 21 months, I have to pay £300 to really solidify this business, this limited company. So before then, my challenge to myself, probably over the next 6 months, is to learn everything I can about property. I have been interested in it since I was about 14, actually. So I was watching YouTube videos and reading blog posts on property, and I've really had this underlying interest in property since my early teenage years, pretty much. And my long-term goal has always been to invest my profits from Insight Social and various jobs I used to have, and invest that all when I'm 21 and can get a buy-to-let mortgage into property. But first, I need to learn how to get the best return on my money. And in my eyes, there's no better way of going about doing that than deal sourcing and actually getting out there and getting experience in finding deals and generating that return on people's money. You do, of course, have to get compliant and meet all the regulatory standards. So it really is going to be a massive 6 months of learning and really delving into it, visiting properties, talking to estate agents, and really getting into this market. So when you pass on a deal to a client, it really has to be right. It's a massive investment from the client. And if they're not getting the returns that either you said or that they expected, it's not going to come back brilliantly on you in any case. So it's really a case here of learning as much as I can, really getting into the market, even if it takes a year, 2 years, I'm willing to do that. I think it all comes down to imposter syndrome. It's not something that I've particularly struggled with, but I know that a lot of people do. So when I first started out Insight Social, it was the perception, certainly, in the back of my head was, how are you qualified to do this? And I was at the time. I could grow an Instagram following, I can get results on Facebook. But in the back of my head still, there was that thought saying, you know, you're not qualified to do this. Why are you doing that? And I think that's going to be the same with Insight Sourced, which is the property deal sourcing company that I was just talking about. I'm going to be venturing into a £1 billion market at 18. And still that voice in the back of my head is saying, you know, you're not qualified to do that. You can't do that. And it's right. At the moment, I can't do it. If I were to be put in a room and told to source a deal, I wouldn't know where to start. I'd maybe be able to get a nice looking property and certainly a more affordable one, but I wouldn't be able to generate that return yet. So certainly at the start, it's right. The voice is right. You can't do it. Okay? There's no two ways about it. But you have access to the largest collection of human knowledge ever, right? You've got the internet sitting right in front of you at all times. There's no reason why you can't learn anything for anything that you want to do. I think a lot of people misjudge and say, you've got to follow the linear path of going to university. And that might be the case, obviously, for doctors and dentists and whatnot. Ultimately, you have access to the majority of known things right in front of you at any time. Why can't you do something that other people are doing? You can. And that's very much what I've told myself all this time with digital marketing, and it's what I'm going to be telling myself going into this property venture. And if you add in practical experience, which in this case will be going out and viewing the properties and talking to estate agents, then at the end of the day, you've got all the resources that you need. And there's really no excuses for not being able to learn something if you're interested in it. And that's certainly the approach that I've taken. I've taught myself guitar. I was very into stocks and shares at 14 and Bitcoin and that sort of thing. I'm not going to sit here and act like I just use the internet for learning. Maybe 40% of my time on the internet is just wasted. All right, that's a given. But the other 60%, I would say, is spent learning new things, especially in property and digital marketing. And it's all just a few clicks away. You don't necessarily need to be this hive of knowledge when you start out. It's all a learning process. You have to go out there and learn it. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully you've enjoyed or found some value in this podcast series so far. By all means, leave a review with your honest opinion, things I can change, things I've maybe done wrong, things we can add in and switch up and ultimately provide the best experience. You can leave those either on a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening on, or you can head over to my Instagram at 18.entrepreneur.
There's never been a better time to go all in on social. Grow and monetize your business's social media with Insight Social. Visit insightsocial.co.uk.